Hello, everyone, and welcome to The New Yorker. It's a podcast by New York City Cop. I'm your host, Kelly Cop, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next Brooklyn-bound train is now arriving.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
So today, Jay and I are doing an episode on different modes of transportation. We're going to talk about our favorite places that we like to go to in the city. Here are in the all five boroughs, I should say, of New York City. The city means Manhattan specifically, just to let you know. But we're going to discuss specifically certain modes of different modes of transportation to get to our favorite places. Are places that we really recommend. So get out your pens and pencils and paper, and we're going to give you a lot of information. You ready to do this, Jay?
Yeah, let's do it. And also use your notes app.
Jay teaches me a lot about technology. I just had to have him help me pull up all my information for today because
it's young kids. It's helpful, you know, to have someone around to just be like, hey, this is how you use your phone.
Yep. From a different century. I'm
from the same century.
Born in a different century.
No, I was born in the same century.
As me?
I hope so, unless you were born in the 1800s. Which I could fool me.
What year were you born?
99.
Oh, and happy birthday. You just had a birthday Sunday.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And that
you.
Was a great dinner. Thanks for inviting me. Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah. I had a ton of fun. It was great. It was a good birthday weekend in the city. I spent time in Brooklyn and Manhattan and for my birthday. So it's real New York.
Nice. Yeah, that was a really fun time. So thank you for the invite.
Of course.
So my first spot I'm going to talk about that I'd love to go to would be Long Island City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love the views from Long Island City. Looking over to Manhattan. It's actually Hunter's Point,
right.
Gantry State Park. It has all these different names, actually. You know, Hunter's Point and Gantry State Park in Long Island City. So all you do is you take the subway from Times Square, the Purple Line, which is the 7,
yep.
The 7 train, and you go to Brooklyn. It is only 4 stops.
You go to Queens.
Oh, that's what I meant. Thank you for correcting
me. Queensbound.
Yes.
What is it? What's the last stop? Forest Hills. Is it? No, that's the R.
Jamaica?
Yeah, Jamaica.
Yeah.
Was 179th Street?
No, I can't remember. It's rare that I go all the way out there.
I don't either, but yeah. You know, you see it when the thing goes the past subway, and you're like, yeah. The direction the train's going in.
You take the 7 train from Times Square, 8th Avenue, 42nd and 8th, basically. Just 4 stops to Vernon Boulevard, Jackson Avenue.
Right.
And then you just walk down 50th Avenue to the water,
ooh.
To the East River. It's just a few blocks.
Yeah.
And so, there are 10 train cars generally with the subway.
Yeah.
So sometimes you might be in a different train car where you're going to come out at a different block. Just get to 50th Avenue and just walk straight toward the water on your Google Maps. Or just look at your maps and you'll see the East River and just walk to the East River. And you'll see the best views of Manhattan, some of the best views that I absolutely love from Queens, I should say, from Queens.
Ooh, actually, it's funny. I was going to mention this on the solo traveling episode.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the chance to. But one of my favorite technology things that I've learned recently is that you can actually download a local map of a city or something. So if you're traveling for example, I went to London.
Right.
2 years ago, and I was worried that I wouldn't have connection because I don't have internet unless I have Wi-Fi. And
right.
So someone told me that if you're going in advance, you can download the area of like the city map so that you have it on your phone and you don't have to connect to Wi-Fi to use it. So if you know you're traveling to the city and you're going to need the map, because I need the map and I live here, it's good to like download the map on Google Maps before you come. So that way you always have access to it and you don't need an internet connection to use it.
That's a great tip. I never thought of that. You're making me think I'll do that if I go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. No, it's super helpful.
Smart, Jay. That's a good one. I like that.
Of course.
So the subway, the cost of the subway is $2.90.
Yeah, it was right now.
Yeah, I was going to say right now,
too. They're trying to
subject
up it again.
Subject to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now it's $2.90, and you can use your, you can tap your credit card. Generally, that works. Sometimes I do tours with people, and that doesn't work right away, and it takes a day or two to work for some reason.
Mm.
But you can generally tap your credit card or your debit card, or you can use the Metro card, which is actually, it will not be used after the end of this year. It is retired. So the Metro card is dead.
I love the Metro card.
But I'm buying some to save some.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, there may be like, you know, good things to keep and hold on to for down the road.
I don't think they're going to be worth anything.
I don't know. You never know.
I guess so.
Yeah. But so, you know, it's only $2.90, or you can just buy a Metro card.
Well, only $2.90.
Yeah. And it's a dollar for the card if it's the first time.
Yeah.
But put a few bucks on it if you're only going to ride the subway a few times, or you can use the new Omni machine, which is next to the where you buy your Metro card. And that's basically the updated version of the Metro card. It's super easy. You can use your credit card. It walks you through it. You know, how many days do you need it? All unlimited. Almost identical in a sense. Have you seen it, Jay?
I have seen it. I've never like tried to use it. And actually, you might help me explain this to me. Do you know, is Omni like an app, or is it like just the like tapping the?
There's two things. You can do an Omni app on your phone.
Okay.
Omny.
Right.
Omni. Or you can use your credit card and do Apple Pay. That's what I do. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, you can.
But is the Omni app like just your credit card, or do you like put money on?
It's the same principle as your credit card.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't use it because I had it once. I didn't use it when it first came out, but now I just use Apple Pay.
Yeah.
And because Apple Pay,
it's just easier.
If you use it with from Monday to Sunday, after 12 rides,
it's free.
It makes it free. It stops charging you in a sense, and then it goes to free basically after 12 rides. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's nice. But I don't feel like that really works for tourists too much because you may not fall into those specific days.
Yeah, unless you're like traveling all over the city. You know?
Yeah.
Using the subway like 5 times a day, then.
Yeah, then it'll work in a few days and you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I always say just, you know, maybe just tap your card. Or, you know, buy a Metro card or now the Omni card.
So is it a physical card?
It's a physical card.
Oh, okay.
That too. Yeah, so it has the unlimited.
Right.
Just like the Metro card.
So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like the new, it took me some time to get used to the Omni, but it's easy now. But also, I just tap my phone. It's super easy. There's also another option, Jay, to get over to Long Island City, Gantry Plaza.
Gantry State Park.
Yep. There's another option that I love to do, and it's to take the New York City ferry.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, actually, I use it sparingly in the past, but this year, actually, in January, I went with a friend to Roosevelt Island. And
you took the ferry.
Well, we took the ferry leaving the island.
Right.
And that was really cool.
Which is, the ferry is just like one stop from Long Island City right there.
Yeah.
And the cherry blossoms along Long Island City within the next 2 weeks are going to be incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited. They're on Roosevelt Island right now blooming.
Oh, really?
And for the next few weeks, they'll be blooming.
I'm going to D.C. to see them bloom. And
when?
Not tomorrow. On Saturday.
Are they at peak bloom almost?
I'm not sure. I have to check. I have to look. But I planned the trip like a few months ago because I know I wanted to see them bloom, and I knew it was like the end of the month in like early April. So,
oh, good, because I want to go too.
Yeah.
I got to call one of my friends up there, down there, and see what's up.
Is that a pet peeve of yours? Because I hate when people are like, oh, I just need to go up there when it's like actually south.
It is.
Okay.
I corrected myself.
Yeah,
I?
You did.
Yeah.
But I just noticed that because I always, hate it when people are like, oh yeah, I just want to go up to whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like south of you.
I'm gonna go up to Florida.
Right. And it's like,
yeah.
I don't know, unless you're in like Central America. You're not going up to Florida.
I'm gonna go up to South America.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna tell everybody how to get to Long Island City from, we'll say, Penn Station. Or okay. Monahan Train Hall, right there on 34th Street.
Right.
So what you do is you just take the bus, which is the same price as the subway.
Right.
And I just hopped on the bus yesterday. I take the bus a lot because I like to, especially now with cherry blossoms, I like to be up above ground instead of taking the subway and see where they are in the city. So certain times of the year, I like to take the bus. So it also works with my Apple Pay. So the bus and the subway both count as the same thing.
Right.
So it'll go unlimited quicker.
Yeah.
Too, because I'll be hopping on the bus and the subway. So it's a win-win.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do is hop on the bus at 34th Street. So we're going to say at 34th and 8th Avenue, right there between Monahan Train Hall and Penn Station, basically, in a sense. Actually, we'll say...
Is Monahan Train Hall not Penn
Station?
Actually,
it's at 33rd. That's a great question. Monahan Train Hall is not Penn Station.
Oh.
Penn Station is across 8th Avenue. But underground, where the subway goes to 34th Street, if you get off the subway and go to the right, it'll take you to underground to Monahan Train Hall.
Yeah.
And to the left, it'll take you to Penn Station. That's a great question.
Penn Station then like the subway? Is like the AC?
Yeah, the ACE.
And then Monahan is like the Amtrak? Another one?
Well, yes. Monahan is ACE, too. It's all together right there underground. Okay. But then at Monahan is where the Amtrak train is.
So what's the difference
and
between
Penn Station.
Monahan and Penn Station?
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young. I'm an actor and a producer. I've been working with the global humanitarian organization CARE, and I am so excited to invite you along for my new podcast, She Leads with CARE. Each week, you'll meet some incredible women who have changed their lives and their communities.
We raise our voices for people who don't raise their voices to defend themselves.
Listen to She Leads with CARE now on your favorite podcast platform. New episodes every Tuesday.
I think what they did is they moved the Amtrak's over to Moynihan. I could be wrong. I don't know the specifics, but every time I take the Amtrak, I always get it at Moynihan.
Yeah.
I used to get it at Penn Station,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't once taken it from Penn Station now. So I think they built this whole new train hall or renovated it, and now it's where the Amtrak is.
Okay.
That's my knowledge.
Yeah. So, no, I don't know.
I love Monahan Train Hall. It has one of my favorite food courts in the city.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. So back to getting to Long Island City on 34th Street. What you're going to do is just go. Actually, it's at 34th. So that is where the New Yorker Hotel is. So if you're where the New Yorker Hotel is, that's on the west side of 8th Avenue, you want to be on the east side of 8th Avenue on 34th.
Okay.
If that makes sense. You're looking right at the Empire State Building. It's incredible. You'll see a bus kiosk there where you can wait for the bus. And then you can just hop on the bus. And the bus specifically is the M34 SBS bus.
Select bus service.
So, yeah, because if you take a different bus, it'll turn at 2nd Avenue and then you're going to go away from the ferry.
Right.
So just to let you know, what I like to do, though, I mean, get a lot of more information, is it doesn't matter what bus I take because I'll get off there at 2nd Avenue. And then right there is the Children's Hospital where the huge, sturdy, 40-foot Dalmatian with the taxi on its nose is, which I love. It's beautiful. It's really cool, you know, for the children at the Children's Hospital to feel good and look down at this or look at this amazing statue.
Yeah.
And then right there across the street is the ferry. But if you take the M34 SBS bus, the select bus, it'll take you straight to the ferry on the East River. It actually stops there basically at the ferry. And then it stops and waits for people getting off the ferry as well. And then it'll take you, if you hop on, it'll take you back to where you want to go at 34th and 8th too.
Does it just go
You know, it goes 34 past it and before that too. It does other routes, but it does. It's very easy.
Oh, you can take it coming
you
there
can,
and back.
Yeah,
okay.
You can there and back. You can take it. So I love to do that. Then I hop on the ferry right there, and it'll take you to many different stops if you want. The ferry, I think, is $4.50 now, and it's just straight across the East River.
Yeah.
And it might be the East River route, just depending. I mean, I just have to check the route that it is. Just ask people in line, too, if you're not sure. I still do that. I'm like, is this the right route to this, the ferry route?
And yeah, how many ferry routes are there? Because I know there's a few.
Gosh, that's a great question.
I just learned this recently. There's one that goes to, like, Far Rockaway.
Yep. There's the Astoria route.
Right.
The East River route. The Rockaway, far out Rockaway
route.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking
the
about.
The Soundview route. South Brooklyn route.
Okay.
The St. George route, which is Staten Island.
Oh.
And then also the Governor's Island shuttle, which is the same thing as the ferry, too. The ferry is also, they just added it on the Hudson River.
Recently. Yeah.
So I think that's great. I love, you can zip up and down, but there's all different lines. It starts up at 90th Street on the East River in the Bronx. And then you can, that's where I like to start. And then ride it all the way down to Wall Street, and the views are incredible.
Yeah.
But like you said, you can go to Governor's Island and hop on the ferry and zip on down, you know, zip over to Long Island City or down to Dumbo, Brooklyn or to Wall Street.
Yep.
Sadly, there's no ferry that goes to Coney Island.
There's not?
Yeah, which makes me sad. Yeah. But that's how you do it. That's what you do. You just take the ferry. I think it's the East River Ferry.
Okay. That sounds right.
Yeah, from Manhattan, just one stop straight across the East River, and there it drops you off right there.
Nice.
And then you could actually take the subway back into town, the 7 train that we just talked about.
Oh yeah.
There's many options to travel here in New York City. And that's what I thought would be cool about this episode, to tell people about these different ways to travel. And
yeah.
To see the city.
Yeah.
Above ground via the bus or the ferry, or below ground, like the subway. And there's many other options, too. And then another popular destination, Jay, is Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah, Yankee Stadium.
So, you know, I recommend, I think there are three subway lines that go up there, which are the B, D, and the 4 train.
4 train, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a subway. The 4 train you would catch at Grand Central Terminal.
Right.
You know. It depends if you're staying in that area, but the 4 train runs along the east side of Manhattan, so it's easy to catch.
Or Bryant Park for the B and the D.
Yes, and I was just going to say that. Bryant Park. It says, Bryant Park for the B or D.
Yeah.
So, and then it just takes us up to 161.
Right.
So.
Have you been to the new Yankee Stadium?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Quite a few times.
I don't think I've been to the
Oh, really? Yeah. No. But the subway's super easy to get there, too. So that's the only way that I travel there. From what I understand, the Metro North PM games can get you up there in 15 minutes. I have not done that yet because I only travel via subway. I think it's super easy, but you can take the Metro North.
I think it might be more than 15 minutes.
No, I was researching it today.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, and it said 15 minutes. But again, the subway is only $4.90 per person. I think the Metro North will be a little bit more.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, if you're doing not suggested, but they usually don't check the tickets until later on in the route. So sometimes, like a few times, my aunt, if we were hanging out, she would
just
hop on the train and go up to 125th.
Jay, that's hilarious.
I don't suggest that you do that because it is a federal crime, or not a federal crime, but it's a
maybe,
crime.
Maybe, I don't know.
For avoiding things. But it is not.
I love that you added that.
No, but the Metro North's a great way of travel. I think a lot of people use it to get from like lower Manhattan up until the Bronx because it is a bit like long to travel on the subway.
Right.
And the seats are much nicer.
It'll go quicker. It's a comfortable train.
Yeah, it's just a bit more expensive.
And do you know where you can catch the Metro North?
Yes, you can catch the Metro North at Grand Central.
Right.
It'll be the Green Line, which is the Hudson Line.
Exactly.
And if you're going to Yankee Stadium, and that one should be like, I think the third stop, because it goes to Harlem on 25th.
Right.
And then it probably stops at Yankee Stadium next.
Yeah, I haven't taken it yet, but I know I saw that today and I thought, oh, that looks nice. And it said only 15 minutes. From Grand Central.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try it.
Yeah, you should.
But like I said, I only take the subway.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's very easy. 161 is Yankee Stadium, right?
I think.
Yeah,
so.
It's the 161. And the subway will take you, you know, right up there. So earlier I mentioned, too, that the ferry does not go to Coney Island.
Right.
And I love going to Coney Island, especially in the summertime. They have free fireworks on Friday nights. The boardwalk is incredible. Some of the best people watching in the city.
Yeah.
I love the energy. Sunset out there, fireworks. And then you come back a little bit later on a train, which is interesting, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's busy. Most people are doing the same route as you, going back to the city. Are, you know, traveling, you know, the same direction as you. But the trains, you know, the trains to get to Coney Island, Jay? Meaning the subway?
Yeah, so I think the F train go there. The Coney Island Stillwell Avenue bound F
exactly.
train.
Exactly, yeah.
I know the Q train goes there.
Yep.
Because you can take it all the way from one end of my grandmother's house all the way to Coney Island at the other end. Is the B, is also down there? No? The B stops around there, though. I don't think it goes all the way, but it stops around the bottom Brooklyn.
You're close. What would you take other than the B?
Oh, the D?
Yep.
The D goes down
the
there.
The D goes there, yeah.
That's also still Avenue Bound.
Yeah, I'm impressed with your knowledge, Jay.
Well, those, because I live off of them.
Oh, that's right.
I live off of the F, so I see the Coney Island still Avenue Bound F train, and
you're
I take the D
one.
Sometimes, too. Yeah, it's... What else? The R doesn't stop down there.
Close.
The N?
Yep.
Yeah, it's the N. The Q.
Yep. So it's the D, F, N, and Q trains.
Okay.
You know, so
you know where, where does the B stop? Do you know where the B stop?
Oh, I don't know.
It's like down there.
The B.
I know it's like it's on the same line as the Q.
The B will take you all the way toward Coney Island.
Yeah.
But you know what? The B stops at Brighton Beach.
Okay. Okay.
Three stops from Coney Island.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you been to Brighton Beach?
No.
Let's go one day.
Yeah, that'd be
check
fun.
Check it out.
Take a little summer weekend trip.
That would be really cool. I've never been. I would absolutely love to go.
No, you see it in like the movies and stuff. Though.
Yeah, I think it is. One is called, a movie is called Brighton Beach, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, the Q is at Times Square. It's like 42nd and like 7th Avenue. So super easy to take. And then the N train right there too is at 42nd and 7th. The D will be at 42nd and 6th.
Yeah, Bryant Park.
And so they're all, and then the F train is
also on 42nd and Bryant Park.
Yep, 42nd and Bryant Park. So they're both right there a block from each other. So you can take all of those subway lines and they'll take you to Coney Island.
Yeah. There's a lot to do in Coney Island, too. Have you been to the aquarium?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Oh, you've never been to the aquarium?
I'd love to go. You want to go?
Oh, it's amazing. It's so cool.
Let's go.
Yeah. They've got like one of the, it's not the biggest aquarium, but because it's like still like in a city, but it's really cool. They have mammal enclosures. They have like different fish tanks. They have I remember there's one hall where you could like walk through the hall and there were like huge fish tanks on either side of you. And you could see all the fish that are kind of like swimming around you and like you're enclosed underwater.
That's pretty cool,
Jay. Yeah, it's sick.
Let's go.
Yeah. And then you got the amusement park there. You got
the Coney Island.
The rides, the cyclone.
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk, Nathan's hot dog.
Fireworks.
The beach.
People.
Yeah. It's fun.
Dogs, cats.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Some interesting, very interesting people. Performers. That's great. I love Coney Island. It's one of my favorite things to do. I absolutely love in the summertime. It's truly incredible.
Yeah, I haven't been in so long.
But it's about an hour.
It's a long trip.
Trip on the subway.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't go out there often for me, because it's a few hours round trip.
Yeah.
You know, but it's worth it. I mean, if you're coming here in the summertime, definitely go. Especially if you can do it on a Friday night. You know, you just take the trains.
Yeah, take a whole day. I take a whole day and do it.
Yeah, the D, F, N, or Q trains. Subway lines to Coney Island, Stillwell Avenue, And it's, I mean, when you pull up there, you'll know what the stop is. You're there.
Yeah, you're at the last stop.
Yeah. And it's, you'll see the big Ferris wheel and everything. And on a couple of the subway lines, or we call them the trains. That's why we keep saying trains and subway, you guys, because
yeah,
here we call the subway the train. So,
yeah, we call the subway the train, and then the commuter rails, the either the Metro North or the LIRR.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is funny. I met someone who wasn't from here, and he didn't know the abbreviation. He just called it the LIRR. And I was like, what's the LIRR? And he was like, the LIRR. And I'm like, no, it's the LIRR. Those are all like...
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know what the LIRR meant.
Yeah, I was like, what is LIRR?
It's like, what does that even mean?
No, we say each letter. It's the LIRR, the Long Island Railroad. Or the Metro North. Is
the Long Island Railroad. Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, those terminologies are important. The train and subway are interchangeable.
Yeah.
And the Metro North is the Metro North, and the LIRR is the LIRR.
So where do you catch the LIRR?
You can catch the LIRR from... Oh, see, is it Penn Station or is it Moynihan?
It's Penn Station.
Okay.
That is Penn Station.
Uh-huh. So LIRR from Penn Station... Or the new Grand Central.
I think it's actually at Moynihan too.
Is it?
It is at Moynihan.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I've never used it from there.
Yeah, it is. I've taken it a few times. It's really nice too.
Okay.
It's like the Metro North. It's bigger. It's nicer.
I assume so.
Yeah.
But I've used it from this Penn Station Moynihan.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Grand Central news. What's that called? The new terminal. There's a name for it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, they built that.
The train hall. I've never been down there, but
that
I hear it's really,
incredible.
Really nice.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Underneath Grand Central, that whole new multi-billion dollar extension to the LIRR, correct?
Yeah. I hear it's really, really nice, but I've never been down there.
Underground, it's stunning.
I'll have to go.
Very lost down there. Biggest bathrooms I've ever seen, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, so it's... But the LIRR, I've taken it. There's a couple. I've done some photo shoots at these little towns out there, out on Long Island. It actually goes all the way out to the Hamptons.
Yeah, it goes. I mean, I've taken it to the Hamptons.
It's like 3 hours, right? It's 3 hours out there.
If you want
to go the very end of the line,
it might be a little longer.
To the Hamptons area.
Yeah. So the other ones are. Atlantic Avenue, Barclay Center in Brooklyn.
Bingo. You're so good at this. And then one more.
Also, Nostrand Avenue, but that's a little bit farther out.
What's it called?
Nostrand Avenue.
Okay.
In Brooklyn. There's a LIRR stop. And then
Queens.
Queens is Jamaica. Jamaica, Queens.
One more. Jamaica and...
Is it Flushing?
Woodside.
It's not Flushing. Oh, Woodside. Yep. Oh, okay. I've never been over there.
Yeah, so the LIRR, I've taken it quite a few times out to Long Island, I took it one time all the way out to the Hamptons, Montauk. It doesn't go out to Montauk, but
no. It
can get you out to the Hamptons.
And, yeah.
In this summertime, the New York, Manhattan or New York City itself gets a little bit emptier because everybody goes out to the Hamptons for the summer in their multi-million dollar homes and nice summer out in the Hamptons.
Right. Or just, you know, do Airbnb and do a little vacation home.
It's a trek out there, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Although last summer, I did a day trip out to Fire Island, and I left at like 8 in the morning from my house in Brooklyn.
Yep.
And I got there at like 12 in the afternoon, I think.
Yep.
So that wasn't too bad.
Where is Fire Island? Well, I don't even know.
It's not as far out as the Hamptons.
Uh-huh.
It's about like maybe halfway.
Oh, okay.
And you have to take the train, the LIRR to, I think Sayville, and then you take a ferry across.
How long is the ferry?
Ferry wasn't that long. It's about like 20 minutes.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, the price, of the Long Island Railroad is like $77.75 off peak and $10.75 at peak. So it depends on
where you're going.
Yeah, but once you go, you know, farther out, though.
Yeah.
That's to Jamaica. I'm sorry. The Jamaica station, which is kind of by the airport, by JFK. But places farther like Huntington or Port Jefferson, it can go like 10 to 15 bucks from up to 15 to 22, which still isn't that much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think it's that, you know, take you out to Nassau County, Suffolk County, the Montauk branch, the Greenport branch. It's nice, though. It is a beautiful, it's a
Yeah, and what I like about the LIRR is that they have a bunch of different lines, whereas like the Metro North is only the three, where the LIRR has a bunch of different ones, and they all connect to each other. So you can like take one part away and then transfer to another line and go off in a different direction. Whereas basically on the Metro North, once you leave Harlem, you're kind of stuck on the line that you're
on.
So there's no like cross connections.
Well, this is a good segue because the LIRR takes you to Jamaica Station.
Yeah.
And so if you want to go to JFK, you can take the Long Island Railroad to Jamaica Station. And then at Jamaica Station, there's a transfer point for the AirTran to JFK Airport.
Right.
So it makes the LIRR is a fast way to get to JFK.
Yeah, yeah.
So I recommend that too to people. So I've done that, you know, from JFK Airport. I'll just take the AirTran right there to the LI, you know, to Jamaica and hop on the Long Island Railroad. And it's just a few minutes.
I don't know if I don't think I've ever flown out of JFK.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We always do the other one, LaGuardia or Newark.
Well, you can take any LIRR train from Penn Station or Moynihan now to Jamaica Station. So it's pretty easy. Yeah. So it's like from $7 to $11 off peak. On peak to off peak.
We should explain what off and on peak are.
Yeah, so off peak is non-business hours per se.
Kind of.
Yeah, that's how I perceive it as. What do you say?
It depends, because if you're going on peak in the mornings is from 7 a.m. to around 10 a.m., and that means the tickets are $3 more expensive.
Rush hour.
And that's the rush hour when you're going into the city.
Yeah.
So if you're taking the train from Long Island into Manhattan, and if you're going only if you're going to Grand Central or whatever the other city ones are, then it's $3 more expensive. If you're going the other way, it's not $3 more expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's
so
the same as the other way. The direction
too.
Matters.
You just taught me something.
And it's the same if you're going, it's the same on the Metro North. Mm-hmm. If you're going, and then at the end of the day, it's from, I think, 5 p.m. to around 8 p.m. If you're leaving the city, it's $3 more expensive if you're going from Grand Central. But if you're coming into the city at that time, it's not $3 more
expensive. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, the AirTran, too, is $8.50. So it can, you know, it's going to be $15, $20, $25 to take the LIRR to JFK Airport.
Yeah.
However, what I do is I just take the subway.
To JFK?
Yeah.
So how do you get to JFK on the subway?
You'll take it to the AirTran too.
Okay.
You know, however, it could be up to like an hour ride on the subway, but it's only $2.90 per person.
Yeah.
And then it connects to the AirTran.
Right.
And that's it. You know, and it's very cheap and people spend a lot of money on cabs. It's going to be $100 or so. I only take the subway to the AirTran to JFK, and that's it.
I've never had to do that. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, so it's pretty.
But when I was in London, actually, there's the train goes straight to like the airport, and you connect the train and go into the city, which was really cool.
Well, speaking of airports, LaGuardia, this will help save people money too. How do you travel from LaGuardia to, we'll say, to Times Square? What do you do? Like, do you fly? well, you're in Brooklyn. So
I do. I live in Brooklyn. I just got a car.
What?
Because I'm leaving really early in the morning.
You just got a car?
Yeah, I don't want to have to deal with, like, subway delays or, like, the train doesn't stop or it's, like, crowded.
I'm confused.
Or not crowded. What?
When did you get a car?
No, sorry, I Uber. I mean, like, I order a car. Yes, I buy a car,
you know,
specifically
for... Is that hilarious? Like,
that
my
so,
reaction
yeah.
as a New Yorker is like, wait, you have a... I'm like thinking, why would you get a car?
Yeah.
It's so rare and odd. Thinking that you just got a car. I was like, that is so odd and out of place. And,
no, I did not buy a car. Yeah. Whenever I need to go to the airport, I get an Uber.
I've done that.
And schedule
rarely,
it to go, like, earlier. Because I don't want to have to deal with, like, when in the early morning hours, the trains are not running on schedule.
Yeah.
And so it's like not super reliable. And I want to make sure that I get there on time.
Yeah.
So, and if I'm carrying a bunch of stuff, I don't want to like lug it around the train.
No, I get that. I'm just old and cheap and I'm not going to spend the money.
Yeah, I say because, like, if I'm going on vacation, I'm taking a trip, like, we're spending the money anyway. So yeah, it's just, it's part of the vacation expense for me.
Yeah, that's, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we ever travel together, I'll meet you there at the airport.
Yeah, yeah. But I think I did on, huh? Oh, no. They have, they just, I was thinking because I took the, when you're leaving LaGuardia, mm-hmm. they have a new system where if you're getting a car, that you have to meet it, like, off-site a little bit. So they take a bus to, like, a parking lot where you pick up your car, but...
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, how do you get to LaGuardia from, like, with transit?
That's a good question. So all I do is, well, I live uptown, so I'll pretend I'm in Midtown.
Okay.
So we'll say from Penn Station again, or, you know, Moynihan, right there. I'll take the A train.
Okay.
Up to 125.
Okay.
Up to Harlem. Yeah. 125th Street. And then I just hop on the bus. And the bus is like maybe 45 minutes to an hour straight to, we're talking, this is LaGuardia.
Okay.
Straight to LaGuardia.
Oh, there's a bus that goes to LaGuardia.
Yep. Yeah, it's super easy. So when you get off the subway at 125th Street, you're going to be there at St. Nicholas. You just walk across St. Nicholas at 125 in St. Nick, and you'll see a bus stop right there. And you're going to wait specifically for the M60 SBS Select Bus Service bus. So the M60 SBS, make sure it says that when it pulls up. And the bus provides a direct route to the airport, and it makes stops at all terminals.
Okay.
And then that's what I do. I almost always take LaGuardia. So even when I come back, I look for the M60 SBS Select Bus.
That's going to be a long trip.
It is a long trip, and you're tired. There's a bunch of people from the airport, too. But they have luggage stands on the bus and everything to put your luggage in. And then you just go straight to, because it takes you straight to 125th Street, St. Nick. As soon as you see the famous Apollo Theater on your right, that's when you want to get off the bus. The bus is going to stop is right after the Apollo Theater. Mm-hmm. The famous Apollo Theater, and that's where you're going to get off the bus and then just walk to the subway. And then it'll just take you downtown. So just, you know, you can figure out where you're going. Just hop on the downtown side of the A train.
Yeah.
I mean, the A, C, E, and the B A-C-E. And D are all there.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of subways there.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. Okay. So that's what I recommend.
Yeah. From Brooklyn, it's a little more difficult because there aren't really any buses or trains that go to LaGuardia. So the car is really the only option.
Well, there's one other way that people say, and I've never done this. You can take the Q bus. Say you're leaving LaGuardia, and you can take the Q bus as well from LaGuardia to Jackson Heights.
Okay.
So Jackson Heights, Roosevelt Avenue subway station. And the bus ride from LaGuardia is only 10 or 15 minutes.
And then you hop on
the E train at Jackson Heights, Roosevelt Avenue. To, you know, World Trade Center direction or downtown direction, and that'll take you again Penn Station in that area too.
That's a long trip though.
That's a long trip too. I personally just like to make it for me. I don't know why I've always done this way, but I take the M60 SBS from LaGuardia straight through Harlem right there and catch the A train downtown.
Okay.
That's what I recommend. Really easy, very inexpensive.
Yeah,
very inexpensive. You're not going to spend another $100 or whatever on a cab again.
Yeah.
Or an Uber or whatever. So that's just what I do. But like I said, there's actually two options. If you want to be on the train or the subway a little bit less time, you can take the Q70 SBS to Jackson Heights, Roosevelt Avenue subway station, and then hop on the E train downtown. So those are two options for you. But yeah, those are
the ways.
Yep. Those are the airports. That's
how it works.
New York
City airports.
New York City people, New York City locals. That's how we do the airport.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay. So let's talk some modes of transportation. If you want to see the sights on a casual way around the city, we'll stay in Midtown with a blanket and a friend or a partner or a spouse.
A little more intimate.
A little bit more intimate.
Intimate modes of transportation.
But it doesn't have to be. But so we'll talk about horse carriages and pedicabs.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting because I think people want to know about that and how that works.
I don't think I've ever been in a horse-drawn carriage.
I haven't
either.
No. There is some controversy about the horse-drawn carriages, which I understand. So
not because of that.
I know what you mean.
My dad is, who actually was on the last episode that you should check out if you haven't already.
I completely agree, Jay.
Yeah.
I loved your, I was just telling Tiana here how amazing your episode with your father was.
Yeah, that was really good.
I love it. Love it.
Mm-hmm. But he's like really allergic to horses.
Oh, really?
And so I don't want to like test my fate.
No, I get that.
I am too. So I kind of have stayed away. But I think it would be cool. I think it would be fun.
We had horses and I had horses when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they were.
Wait, like your family had horses?
Yeah, we had Appaloosas. The spotted horses. Many people don't know that. No one knows. And we had these Appaloosas and I loved, we were kids and these horses were amazing.
Wow.
And I had this one horse, her name was Joker, well, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Joker Susie Q. Tumalo. Tumalo was the mom. She was amazing. Tumalo was like a dog, meaning she would follow me and my identical twin brother everywhere in our neighborhood. Because we lived farther out of the city at the time. Well, you know, not in New York. And this horse was like a dog. It would follow me and my twin. We were little kids at the time and just follow us all over the city like a dog, all over the neighborhood like a dog. And then we would see her stick her head in the back window, looking through the back window of our house when we were eating. She was incredible. But anyway, I love horses. Horse-drawn carriage rides, Jay, are a classic New York City experience, and they offer a nostalgic way, you know, to explore New York City.
So much so that I wanted to keep it in the intro, remember?
The horse hooves. I really love that.
Me too.
Well, this is, you know, I'll give you some information. Horse carriage, where they're stationed or where you get them are primarily Central Park.
Yeah.
And the most common pickup points along Central Park South are along Central Park South.
Yeah.
You know, which is actually known as 59th Street. Between 5th Avenue and 7th Avenues. So at 5th Avenue and 59th Street, basically by the Plaza Hotel, there's this area called Grand Army Plaza.
Right.
And so you can pick up your horses there or get horses there. Also at 59th and 6th Avenue, that's another popular spot for getting horse-drawn carriages. And also 7th Avenue on 59th Street. There are companies like the NYC Horse Carriage Rides. Another one is Central Park Carriages. And another one I know of is New York Carriage Company. And then you can do online reservations if possible, which I kind of recommend.
Oh, that's cool.
But it might be, you know, it's a lot of them are, you know, spur of the moment. So, you know, people are like, hey, let's hop on a horse ride, you know. Yeah. So the ride durations, they vary.
Okay.
Some are 20 to 30 minutes covering like a small loop of Central Park. And then they have the standard rides, which are like 40 to 50 minutes, offering a more comprehensive tour of the park.
Cool.
What are you going to say?
No, is it cool?
Oh.
how long were the first ones?
Yeah, the first one is 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
The short rides. The standard ride is about 40 to 50 minutes. And then the long ride is 50 to 60 minutes.
Okay.
So I guess they bump up 10 minutes for each, you know,
time
of the rides. And the long ride, you know, sometimes extends beyond Central Park, like to Fifth Avenue, Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
You know, they do specialty rides like proposals and holiday light tours and things like that, too. Mm. So it's really cool. Some have custom durations for stops with photos or romantic moments. So I always, you know, I like to hear the clicking of their hooves.
Me too.
You know, on the pavement as I'm, you know, doing tours with people myself too, or just walk around. I think it's really cool. But most of them focus on Central Park.
Yeah, for sure.
And they'll show you.
I also like seeing the police sometimes ride the horses.
Oh, I love to see
Mounties.
The police on. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
I was trying to get a video of the police on the horses.
They're so big. I never like think about how big horses are.
They are huge. Well, I don't know if the right way is measure, if the right word, but you by hands. How many hands? Like, my horse was 16 hands tall.
Huh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
A little bit of horse education here. But the the rides generally are on Bethesda Fountain, the famous Bethesda Fountain, Central Park, Bow Bridge, which we all love, Strawberry Fields, where the John Lennon Memorial is, you know, Woolman Rink, where you can go ice skating, which is now pickleball already. They changed it already.
Oh, did they?
Yep. the carousel, Cherry Hill, where the cherry blossoms are right now, that are starting. So you'll see tons of horse carriages up there.
Yeah.
And then Sheep Meadow and Tavern on the Green, with that, the restaurant, which I love. So it's really nice. Yeah. Really, really nice. Did you know that the pricing for the horse carriage rides are regulated by the NYC Department of Consumer Affairs and is per carriage? Did you know that?
I did not know
There's a standard capacity of 4 adults, or a mix of adults and children, 3 adults, or 2 kids under 12 as of March 26, 2025. This is a plethora of information, isn't it?
Yeah.
did you know I knew this much about
the horses? No.
Yeah. So this is how much they cost. $68.11 for 20 minutes.
Okay.
For the first 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then $22.70 for each additional 10 minutes. So it can get expensive. Okay. I mean, I've never done them. I probably won't because we live here. Yeah. But
I would.
Oh, you will?
I think
you
I
pay,
would.
I'll go. So that, but that'd be funny. I mean, you ride around.
Yeah.
The typical cost, the short ride of 20 to 30 minutes are $68 to $100. A standard ride of 40 to 50 minutes is $100 to $150. And then a long ride, 50 to 60 minutes, is $150 to $165 or plus.
Okay.
I would always double check with the, you know, get all the information before you get on the carriage ride or the horse ride.
Sure.
That's my, I think that's one of the most important things to do.
Yeah.
So you are not, what's the word? I don't want to use the word scammed. But so you know.
So you make sure you know what you're getting.
Yeah, you want to make sure you know what you're doing. And,
so that the rider knows what he's doing.
What'd you say, bud?
So that the rider knows what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, time out how long the trip's going to be and all that. That's important for them to know how long you want, how much you're wanting to pay for.
Yeah, that's smart. There's extras like online bookings may cost like $10 or $5 extra, $5 or $10. Special rides, proposals, holiday tours. But they can arrange things like this for you guys, too. For everybody who wants to do a carriage ride. So I've never heard anything negative from anyone who's taken a horse carriage ride.
They've always
loved them.
Yeah.
So it's always been positive. The only negative things I've heard, again, is about just the issue of the horses, you know, ethically doing these horse carriage rides. So, but the rides operate daily, usually, you know, early morning, like 10 a.m. to midnight, weather permitting, things like that. So. The horses apparently don't work above 89 degrees Fahrenheit.
That makes
sense. Or below 19 degrees Fahrenheit. Or in heavy snow or rain.
So you want to go like in the spring and the fall.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
So there's some booking tips like for the best experience, book with a family-owned operator like NYC Horse Carriage Rides since 1979 or Central Park Carriages to avoid third-party markups.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably want to check reviews too ahead of time just to see how they are.
Yeah.
And then blankets are provided in colder months. Drivers may stop for photos at scenic spots like Bethesda Fountain Bow Bridge or wherever you want. So, you know, that's pretty much it about the horse rides. I hope that was some good info.
Cool.
But just bundle up. Make sure, you know, whatever time of year, bundle up if it's cooler and enjoy. Our final mode of transportation around New York City. Let's talk about pedicabs.
Okay.
Do you know much about them?
What's
a pedicab, Jay?
Is it the yellow taxis?
That's a good answer, but it is not.
It's not? Oh. No, then I don't know.
A pedicab is the guys or ladies that are on like the rickshaw type thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I didn't even know that's what that was called.
We had pedicabs everywhere in Orlando too when
really?
I lived there. That's the reason I know about them.
Okay.
They're three-wheeled bicycle taxis, but you could say taxi. Mostly found in tourist-heavy areas like Central Park, Times Square, Columbus Circle. You know, really, especially near the Broadway theaters.
Yeah.
You'll see tons of pedicabs out. As soon as a show gets out, a theater gets out, there's like they're all lined up, ready to take you wherever.
But,
you know, they're a fun, open-air way to experience the city at a slow pace.
Yeah.
But they can be pricey.
They can be really
pricey. So,
and, like, persons pedaling around.
You know, they're independently businesses, you know, with their pedicab. Always, always ask the price before you get on a pedicab or in a pedicab.
Yeah.
Always. Be clear when you get into a pedicab. I'm not saying don't take them. and I want you to enjoy them, but be clear with the price before you even step foot in a pedicab.
Yeah.
Because you don't want any misunderstandings or, you know, somebody gets upset, anything like that. And then the most reliable place to hop on a pedicab is around Central Park South, also known as 59th Street. You know, all up and down the 59th Street between 5th Avenue and 8th Avenue.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Central Park West is 8th Avenue.
Yeah, like the horses.
Yeah, just like the horses, all along the bottom of Central Park.
Which yeah.
is 59th Street or Central Park South. Also in Times Square, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
And my live videos, you guys see them in every video when I'm in Times Square.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Whenever I go over to like Times Square or Hell's Kitchen area, I always see them.
Yep, exactly. 42nd Street and Broadway too. Herald Square, which is also where Macy's is right there.
Yep.
And there's also a bunch near Rockefeller Center, also on 5th Avenue.
Okay.
I mean, I see them on 5th Avenue, too, from the bottom of Central Park, I mean, down to Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so they just usually congregate where tourists are, and they'll approach you. They'll always approach you. They're nice, though. I've never had anybody mean to me. They're always really nice. They're not cheap, though.
No.
You know, they're per minute, per person rates.
Yeah.
So the standard rate is about $4 to $7 a minute per person.
Wow.
So that's expensive.
That's expensive.
As much as $10 they'll charge you.
Yeah.
So I'll never take one because it's a lot. A 20-minute ride for two people can be from $160 to $250.
Yeah.
It's like I feel like the horse-drawn carriages are much more cost-efficient.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion.
I think so.
Always ask. Here's the bottom line. Always ask to see the price sheet.
Yeah.
And then there's no issues. You know, how much is it for blank many people for blank minutes?
Right.
You know, find that out and then you're good. So that's pretty much about the pedicab, you know. So ask for a receipt too. They're required to give one.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely get a receipt. And if it seems vague, just, you know, walk away. You know, if you don't feel like you're getting the answers you need, it's your money. Just walk away. And I'm not knocking these guys or ladies who do this. It's, you know, if you want to experience it, go for it.
Yeah, but you just need to be careful with your money.
Yeah, just be careful with your money. You know, and you can actually pre-book too. There was a guy, I just thought of this. His name is Frankie Legs.
Mm-hmm.
He does the pedicabs. I've never met him. I'm giving, hey, Frankie Legs, I don't know you in person. I hear about you all the time, but I, New York City Cop, are giving you a shout out on the podcast here because I hear nothing but awesome stuff about this guy, Frankie Legs.
Oh, nice.
Who does pedicab rides.
Good for him.
So I like to meet him one day, but to our audience, Jay, that's listening, I hear nothing but amazing things about this pedicab guy named Frankie, F-R, I don't even know how to spell it, Frankie Legs. So
we'll have to have him on the show.
Yeah, cool. That's a good point. You know what? I'll see if I can get him on the show, but make sure you do... It's an American way, I'm sorry, but tip the horse carriage rider, horse carriage people and the pedicab.
Yeah, you gotta tip your driver.
I don't know how the pedicab people do it because they're going uphill, they go distances. I mean they do it's a workout, you know. But
couldn't be me.
So Frankie Legg Central Park, I just Googled him just so he's just well known here for with guests and tourists all over the world.
Oh,
so
nice.
If you Google Frankie Legs, it's Frankie FRANKIE Legs LEGS. Very good. He's on TripAdvisor, Facebook, everything.
Great.
Yeah. So Jay, how do you feel about this information? I hope people enjoyed this.
I hope we gave some
good info.
I think it was some good info. I hope you had a good time. It was. I always love talking. I think. When you're in outside of New York, I think people ask like, oh, how did you drive to get here? And I think when you're inside New York, people ask, oh, like, how did you get here? Like, what train did you take?
Yeah.
Did you take the bus? Like what? And I think New Yorkers love talking about the ways that they travel.
Right.
So
we talked about, you know, basically, I think the most used forms of transportation or the most asked questions, like you said, the subway or train or bus, you know, to get to and from the airport. Cause I am not a Uber guy. I am not a Lyft guy. I am not a yellow taxi guy. I will not spend the money.
Yeah.
So like I said earlier, I'm old and cheap and I'm not going Now, I love New York City. I love everything about it. And I respect all these people who do these different types of transportation.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to spend the money. And if anybody has any questions, you can ask JRI.
Yeah.
You know, about these specific modes of transportation again. I know you guys ask me a lot on my social media, which I love to answer on my New York City Cop Facebook or my New York City Cop Instagram and New York City Cop Threads and all the other things I'm on now, too.
And don't you have a specific page for asking, like, travel questions
on
Facebook?
I don't, and you know what I should... That's a great idea.
I thought you did. Isn't there like a question?
Well, I have my NewYorkCityCop.com website, and then there's an email where you can ask me questions.
Okay.
That's, I'm glad you said that. So why don't you guys have any question, ladies and gentlemen, any questions about New York City, which you do ask me often, which I love. But yeah, anything you need reiterated.
Yeah.
Or,
and, we did another questions episode. That was fun.
What'd you say?
We should do another questions episode.
Yeah, we should. You know what?
Season 2 questions.
Why don't we do that next episode?
Next time? Yeah,
this
we can put
out a
call.
This is a way. Okay, my friends, Jay and I are going to take your questions on an upcoming episode. So please feel free in the comments, you know, to leave a review and also ask your question.
Yeah.
We would absolutely love to, we'll do an upcoming episode.
Yeah.
Post
in the comments on Facebook or on the episode on Spotify or on Instagram, and I'll compile a list and we'll do a questions
episode.
Answer
your questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Perfect, Jay. I'm glad you brought that up.
Sweet.
Thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. We usually say what makes you a New Yorker with our guests, but we don't have guests. So
yeah. And we've already done both of ours.
Right. And I just want to personally say thank you to our listeners who are, for this is their second year with the podcast. And so many of you are listening, and it just means a lot to me and Jay.
Yeah, it's doing really well. It's growing, and you guys are sharing the work, and we really appreciate that. So many people are connecting with it and liking it and loving it. So keep doing that.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
It's means a lot. Means a lot that you guys listen. Take important time that you are taking important time out of your own day to listen to our podcast.
Yeah,
you know. So thank you. Special thank yous to Lee McGarrett. Lee, I have met in person as well. She has taken a tour with me in the past, and she always leaves such amazing, kind comments on the podcast. So thank you, Lee. Really appreciate you. And also Sue Rothwell. I have met Sue here in New York City as well. She was on a group tour that Marco did that I helped with. And Sue is just an amazing person as well. I just want to say thank you, Sue, for leaving kind comments about the podcast. And I loved meeting you in person as well. And thank you to Vicky Worley Lee. I have done many tours with Vicky. We've had such a great time here in the city together and seen some concerts together. And she always leaves such amazing comments on the podcast as well. So thank you, Vicky. And I can't wait to see you again in a few weeks. And Gail, I want to say your name correctly. Gail Philiba. Thank you again for your very kind comment on the Apple website. Your comment meant so much to us. And thank you for listening. That's amazing. Thank you. And Lisa Fennell Vinson. I've actually done quite a few tours with Lisa as well. I met up with her in the city. She's an amazing person. She always leaves wonderful comments on the podcast. So Lisa, thank you so much. And I know I'll see you again soon. Really looking forward to it. Kelly MC. Kelly, I'm doing a tour with in just a week or so. And he did a tour with me on my podcast too. He and his wife, Natalie, are amazing. Kelly's really funny. And really appreciate you and Natalie, Kelly. So can't wait to see you all again. And lastly, Clemencia Terraros, thank you for the very kind comment about the podcast. Really appreciate you. Thank you again, everybody. And I think Jay has some names he wants to say too.
Yeah, we had a lot of great comments, really thoughtful comments on the episode with my dad last week. So I just want to thank Ryan's World of Gaming, Della, Christian H. Zarbo, and H. Taylor for your comments on Spotify. Those are really nice, and I read them to my dad. and he teared up. So thank you all for your comment.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you soon. And next podcast coming up in 2 weeks. So we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.